מגוריון. ערב טוב, everyone. We are continuing our journey, מסכת ראש השנה. Here from the Mizrahi Beit Midrash in Melbourne. The Mishnah in Daf Kaf Daled Amud Bet says in Perek Sheni, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we hope to maybe finish it today. We'll see. So the Mishnah says, it's a bit of a long Mishnah with a very important story, fundamental story. A short one and then a long one. Maaseh, first story, Maaseh Shebahu Shnayim Ve'amru Re'inu Shachrit Be'Mizrach Ve'Arvit Be'Ma'arav. So we're talking about a case when Adim, when witnesses came to Beit Din to testify the new moon they saw, and they saw the moon, and they said, we saw the moon in the morning in the east, and in the evening in the west. Now, you probably learned, we probably learned previously, that end of the month, the old moon, is usually comes in the end of the night, meaning he's actually coming, you'll see it in the east, near sunset, near sunrise. Because the old moon always comes in the end of the night, meaning right before, around the morning, let's say. So it is seen in the east. And the new moon will always be seen, is just on the other side of the, did you learn that? We discussed it previously. Remember, you know, should I explain this?
Like the 6 hour period.
Do you know why the old moon is seen always in the east in the morning, and the new moon will always be seen in the evening on the west?
No.
Okay, so if we have time, we'll explain this today. Let's just move on. But this is how it works. I'm going to show you. This is a nice diagram on the back of the board. We're going to explain this Be'ezrat Hashem maybe later on. So if people say, we saw the old moon in the morning and then the new moon in the evening in the west, so that's what happened. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, they're lying. Edei sheker him. And we said, and Rashi explains, according to his Rabbanim, how do we know they're lying? Because we learn in the Mishnah that it has to be the moon is usually gone for 18 hours. Nahon? Correct me if I'm wrong. Slicha. 24 hours. 18 plus 6. So the moon is hidden for 24 hours around the Mulad. Around the moment of Mulad, remember? So they couldn't have possibly seen him, like the old moon and the new moon, within less than 24 hours. That just doesn't make sense.
What did we learn 6 hours before?
Excuse me?
We learned the... Yeah.
It wasn't
6 hours.
Huh?
No.
I think it's because it's daylight then.
No. The 6 hours, the thing with the 6 hours, the thing with the 6 hours, we know that, assuming, in Bavel, 6 hours after the Molad, you cannot see the new moon within the first 6 hours after the moment of the Molad. That's a different issue. But we know that around the Molad, there's 24 hours that the moon is hidden. Some of those hours, 6 hours at least on each side, but then the rest of the hours, sometimes depending on where you are on planet Earth, some of those hours would be before the Molad in some places. In other places, it would be after the Molad, but around the moment of the Molad, and again, the moment of the Molad, if you remember, is the moment where the moon is no longer here in a straight line with the sun, but already a bit slightly to the left. Okay? So now, we might be able to see a bit of a very thin banana. Okay? So, but until we're able to see it, there will be at least six hours, okay, from the Molad, and in some places even more. But anyway, no matter where you are, there has to be a window of at least 24 hours between the time you could possibly see the old moon and the time you will be able to see the new moon. So that's why people said we saw the old moon in the morning and the new moon in the evening. Just, they're lying. That's what says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. However, כשבאו ליבנה, קיבלן רבן גמליאל. Rabban Gamliel accepted these edim. Okay? And in other words, he accepted that they saw the new moon in that evening. That's one story. And then the Gemara is going to explain how could he accept them. Ve'od amru, ve'od, another case, ba'u shnaim, two people came, ve'amru re'inuhu bizmano, Uvelel iburo lo nira. So we saw the new moon in the 30th night, meaning after the 29th day, the 30th night, we already saw the new moon. And then belel iburo, which is the 31st night, the moon was not seen. Okay? Okay? So what does it look like? What does it look like? So Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel, Kiblan Rabban Gamliel. So he said, fine, I believe you that they saw the new moon in the 30th night. And that was a 29 day month, the previous month. He accepted them. Amar Habidosa ben Arki ben Orkinas, Edei Shekerim. They're obviously lying. And if they saw the new moon in the 30th night, and then the next night they didn't see the new moon, meaning the new month has not begun yet. We're talking about the molad, about a birth of the moon. Okay? But the analogy to a woman who gives birth, so how can people say the woman gave birth and then tomorrow you see her with this big tummy, Keisa ben Shinea, that she obviously haven't given any birth. Okay? Now, in brackets, is that such a big of a problem?
Because I've never seen the old moon the night before.
No, we're talking about they saw the new, they say, we saw the new moon, but then the next night, they didn't see the moon, which, according to Rab Dosa ben Akinas, it's like a regression, they go backwards, couldn't be. If the moon was born, that's it. It doesn't go back into the mummy's tummy. Okay?
But isn't it also anyway, it would definitely have been Rosh Chodesh that time anyway. On the 31st night, it would have already been like...
Nahon. So Nahon. It's not like but it's then, back to but being then,
the old moon.
But even if we don't see the moon in the 31st night, even if we don't, it's still going to be, so the previous month will be by definition a 30-day month. Okay? And maybe the moon will be seen in the next day. That's not a problem. I'm just saying in brackets, it's not such big of a problem because the moon was not seen in the next night doesn't mean there was no moon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just an important thing to think about. Just because, it couldn't possibly happen that the new moon was seen and then the next night there was no new moon. I mean, because the moon doesn't go backwards. Mm-hmm. Okay? Never. Not that we know of, naturally. So, but again, just because it wasn't seen doesn't mean there was no moon. Maybe it was just there. People didn't see it for whatever reason. Anyway, Rabban Gamliel accepted them. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkina said, how can we accept them? Because they're obviously lying. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, I agree with what you say. And in other words, the new moon could not have possibly been seen in the 30th night. And therefore, the month of Elul has to become 30-day month. And Rosh Hashanah will be in the next day. According to Rabban Gamliel, which was the Av Beis Din, So he decided that Rosh Hashanah will be today, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, it has to be tomorrow, because Elul was a full month. So Rabban Gamliel was the one who makes the call. He was a decision maker. And Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, גוזרני עליך שתבוא אצלי במקלך ומעותיך ביום כיפור שחל להיות בחשבונך. So naturally, so the Yom Kippur of Rabban Gamliel, of all of Am Israel, would happen in that day. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, the real Yom Kippur is in the next day.
Well.
According to his cheshbon, to his calculation, to his count. So Rabban Gamliel says to Rabbi Yeshua, I command you to come to me on your Yom Kippur. I say that, of course, that's a regular weekday, you can come. In your Yom Kippur, you will take your walking staff and your bag and you will walk all the way to my place. That's obviously violating your Yom Kippur. That's what he commands him to do. So Rabbi Yeshua doesn't know what to do. Alachu metzao Rabbi Akiva meitzer. So Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua that he is in anguish. He felt very bad. Amarlo Rabbi Akiva. Yeshli, I mean, it doesn't say Rabbi Akiva, but we'll see later on. It's Rabbi Akiva. Yeshli lilmod shekol ma she'asah Rabban Gamliel asui. I have a reason to actually understand that everything Rabban Gamliel did and his decision and his count asui is actually what's done is done and is valid and his Yom Kippur is the actual true Yom Kippur. Shenemar, even if you're right, even if he was wrong, how do I know that? Shenemar, ele moadei Hashem mikrei kodesh, in the parsha of the Chagim, of the three moadim, the pasuk says, ele moadei Hashem mikrei kodesh, asher tikreu otam. Okay? So these are Hashem's Chagim, but you are going to call those Chagim. You are going to decide when they come, because you decide if the Chodesh is full or 29 days. Ben bizmanan, ben shelo bizmanan. Whenever you decide the festival, the Chagim will be, they will be. So it's Hashem's Chagim, but you get to decide when they're going to be, whether it's going to be in their actual time, whether it's going to be in another time, which is not the true time. They're still going to be Hashem's Chagim. Okay? Okay? Whether it's in their time or not in their time, en li mo'adot ela elu. I don't have any other Chagim but these Chagim that you decided. Okay? So in other words, he told him, in other words, even if Ramban is wrong, that's still the true Yom Kippur. Balu etzel Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas. So Rabbi Yoshua went to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, the one who supported him, and he said, these witnesses were lying. And he thought, maybe Rabbi Dosa will agree with me. But however, Rabbi Dosa did not. Rabbi Dosa said, Amar lo, אם באין אנו לדון אחר בית דינו של רבן גמליאל, צריכין אנו לדון אחר כל בית דין ובית דין שעמד מימות משה ועד עכשיו. Then we, if you question the authority and the bottom line, the conclusion of the Beis Din of רבן גמליאל, then we have to question each and every Beis Din that Am Yisrael had from משה רבנו until now. שנאמר, ויעל משה ואהרון נדב ואביהו, and he brings support from this pasuk. Shenemar vayal Moshe ve'Aaron, and Moshe ve'Aaron went up in Nadav Avihu, and v'shivim mizikne Israel, and another 70 people, elderly sages of Am Yisrael. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, ve'lama lo nitparshu shmotan shel zkenim. Why did the Torah not specify the names of those 70 people? Ela lelamed shekol shlosha u'shlosha she'amdu בית דין אל ישראל, הרי הוא כבית דינו של משה. And the Gemara will soon explain what that means, בעזרת השם. But that was to teach us that even if we don't know who necessarily they were still important enough to be considered a valid בית דין. Okay? So after that, Rabbi Yeshua had no choice, and Rabban Gamliel commanded him to violate his own, Rabbi Yeshua's Yom Kippur, which was, according to Rabban Gamliel and the rest of Am Yisrael, which was Yud Aleph Betishrei. Natal Maklo, he took his walking staff and his money and his wallet in his hand. V'halach le'yavne etzel Rabban Gamliel. And he went to Yavne, all the way to Yavne, violated his own Yom Kippur, b'yom shechal Yom Kippur liot b'cheshbono. That's what he did. We have to think about it. This is shocking. Like someone actually, he knows this is Yom Kippur. And he's actually violating Yom Kippur. Breaking Yom Kippur. Amad Rabban Gamliel v'nishako al rosho. Rabban Gamliel, when he came to Yavne to Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel stood up. Now, when one's standing up before someone else, that's a huge expression of kavod, of respect. Amar lo, Rabban Gamliel, bo b'shalom, come in peace, Rabbi v'talmidi, my Rav and my student. How come both? Rabbi b'chokhma, you are my Rav, as you are greater than me in wisdom, v'talmidi, but you're also my student, as you accepted my words nevertheless. That's an amazing expression of respect, and we're going to discuss this further on in the Gemara. So now the Gemara wants to go back to the first story that we mentioned. The first story, Tanya, will remember when the two witnesses came and said, we saw the moon in the morning in the east, and the evening, the new moon, the old moon in the east in the morning, and the new moon in the evening on the west. Tanya amar lehem Rabban Gamliel chachamim. So Rabban Gamliel accepted them. We know it's not possible. How could Rabban Gamliel accept them? Amar lehem Rabban Gamliel chachamim. He said to the sages, to the other sages, kach mekublani mi beit avi abba. Beit avi abba actually was the grandson of Rebbe. So he said, I have this tradition from my grandfather's house. Pe'amim sheba ba'arukah, sometimes the moon does show up earlier than expected. So it could be very rarely, however, still possibly, that the moon will show up sooner than we would expect. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maita Amada Bei Rebbe, what's the reason behind the shita of Rebbe, of the house of Rebbe, which is the house of Rabban Gamliel, essentially. The chtiv, as the pasuk says, asa yareach lemoadim shemesh yada mevo. So this pasuk says, asa yareach lemoadim, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the moon, lemoadim. Again, you could explain the moadim was the regalim, the festivals, but also lemoadim is at times. Sometimes the moon sometimes comes and sometimes doesn't, meaning his course is not as fixed and as known as the course of the sun. Shemesh yadam evo, however, shemesh yadam evo, we know when it's going to come and where it's going to come and when it's going to not come. So the Gemara explained the pasuk, shemesh hudi yadam evo, the sun knows its path and its way and its course, or in other words, we know the sun and the course of the sun, as opposed to the yarech, to the moon, lo yadam evo. Sometimes we know when it's going to come, sometimes we don't. In other words, the course of the moon is not as known and as stable and predictable, probably the better translation, and therefore it is possible still. Okay, an interesting story about Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya Chazia, again, about talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. Rabbi Chiya Chazia Lesihara Dehavakai Betzafra De'esrim V'tish'a. He saw the old moon of the previous month on the 29th day. Now, he expects, and what was his reaction when he saw the old moon in the day of the 29th day? Shakal Kala, he took a piece of dirt from the earth. Patakbe, and he threw it towards the moon. Again, of course, he didn't expect to reach for the moon, but he just wanted to express his frustration with the moon. Amar, and he's speaking to the moon, right? Le'ur tabayinan le'kidushibach. I'm actually planning on making a Kiddush HaChodesh with you, I mean, with the new you, with you of the next month. Ve'at kai matacha, and here you stand in the 29th day, I need you to go away so that you can appear. Also, I could pretend, or maybe remember that I can ask some Edim to testify that they saw you, because I want to do Kiddush HaChodesh in the 30th day, because I want this month to be a 20-day month, but I cannot do it if you're still here. Get out of here. Okay, he says, Zil ikse, go hide yourself. You cannot be here now. You're ruining my plan. Amale, because if I do the Kiddush HaChodesh, everyone will know that the new moon, there's not a chance the new moon has arrived. Amale, Rebbe le Rabbi Chiya, so Rebbe says to Rabbi Chiya, Zil le Ein Tav, go to a place called Ein Tav, and Vekatshe Leyarcha, and then do the Kiddush HaChodesh there. And what exactly is he saying? So Rashi is bringing out two explanations. If you go to Rashi says he was worried that people would actually talk about the Kiddush. If he will do the Kiddush HaChodesh in that town, when many people may have seen the moon, the old moon, in the 29th day, the people might talk about it. Hey, they made a false Kiddush HaChodesh. So he wanted to establish the Kiddush HaChodesh in another town when people didn't know or didn't see the moon and won't be able to talk about it. And then when the people here will hear about the Kiddush HaChodesh, it will already be the next day and there won't be a big of a deal out of it. Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking about sometimes when Chachamim knew they had a calculation, they had a good reason to do the Kiddush HaChodesh, to call this month a 29-day month, and sometimes the calculation or the plan or the needs did not fit with the moon specifically. Again, these kind of cases are not very common nowadays when our calculation and our timetables usually really, really fit the moon all the time, or much, much better, more accurately. But anyway, that's one explanation why you should go to another place where they haven't seen the moon. And then they will not complain to me that you did a Kiddush HaChodesh too early. Umori Beresh, another explanation of my teacher, says Rashi, that in this place there was a gzera, a decree of the kingdom, of the king, not to do Kiddush HaChodesh. So go to a place where you can get away with it, or where there is no decree, and do the Kiddush HaChodesh there, and send me. And then he says to him, Ushlach li siman. Ushlach li simana. See, the Gemara said the line beginning with the word "Ushlach li simana," David Melech Israel Chai veKayam. When you send this code to me, when you send me a text message with the words "David Melech Israel Chai veKayam," I will know that you did the Kiddush HaChodesh in that place called Ein Tav. Why is David HaMelech the code name for the moon? So Rashi says he was compared to the moon, as the Pasuk in Sefer Tehilim says, referring to David, Kiso Keshemesh Negdi Keyareach Yikon Olam. So David HaMelech was compared to the moon. Kadosh Baruch Hu was referring to him, using him, the moon as an analogy to David HaMelech. Okay. Another story, Tanu Rabbanan, about Kiddush HaChodesh. Pam achat nitkashru shamayim be'avim. So the skies were covered with clouds. Ve'nir'et dumut levana be'29 lachodesh. And the image of the moon, apparently, perhaps the new moon, was seen in the 29th of the month. Kesvurim ha'am lomar, rosh chodesh. So they thought the new moon might have been seen in the end of the 29th, meaning the beginning of the night, the 30th night, and they thought, oh, that's a 20-day, that's a 29-day month, and now is Rosh Chodesh, now is the first day of the next month, and tomorrow morning is Rosh Chodesh. Amar lehem Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says, kach mekubalani mebeit Abba. So I have a tradition, I've learned from my from the house of my Saba, my grandfather Rebbe. Ein chidusha shel levana pchuta me'29 yom u'mechza u'shnei shlishei sha'a ve'ayin gimel chalakim. So he said to them, it's bringing another story with the same line by Rabban Gamliel. That's what I heard from my Saba, that the moon, the new moon, could not possibly appear in less than 29 days and a half. Remember that we said, what's the cycle of the moon? 29 days and a half. It's not exactly 29 and a half days. It's 29 and a half days. And then 2/3 of an hour. Shnei shlishei sha'a. Ve'ayin gimel chalakim. So 2/3 plus 73 parts of an hour. And when we say 73 parts, it's if you take 1 hour and we divide it in 1,080 parts. So that sums up to 2/3 plus 73. That's Tashtzag, Tafshin, 793 parts. This is where, if you ever heard the term Yiv Tashtzag, you'd bait that 12 hours, and then Tashtzag Chalakim. So that's 2/3 and 73 Chalakim of the hour. That's actually the time lapse of a month, okay? And therefore, the moon couldn't possibly have been seen, and this is not going to be Rosh Chodesh, and the Rosh Chodesh will be the next day. The Gemara says, on that day, the 30th, Meta imo shel ben zaza, ve'ispida Rabban Gamliel. Nahon? So he actually, somebody's mother died, somebody called ben zaza's mother passed away, and he did a hesped to his mom, not ve'ispida Rabban Gamliel hesped gadol, like a very big eulogy. Lo mipnei she'reuya lekach, not because she was worthy of this eulogy, but he only did it kedei she'edu ha'am she'lo kidshu beidin et ha'chodesh. He wanted them to know that they did not do Kiddush HaChodesh, that that wasn't Rosh Chodesh, because you don't eulogize on a Rosh Chodesh like similarly to a Yom Tov. You don't do any hesped on Rosh Chodesh. So he wanted to do a big hesped, so that everyone will know that this is not Rosh Chodesh today. Okay. The next section of the Mishnah is further on in the Mishnah, Halach Rabbi Akiva umtza'o meitzer, and he found him in anguish. Ibalo, says the Gemara, mi meitzer, who was in anguish? Rabbi Akiva meitzer or Rabbi Yoshua meitzer, remember? So Tashma, the Gemara says, that I have a brighter that will resolve the problem. The Tanya Halach Rabbi Akiva, Many times the Mishnah is very concise, and you can find the same story in a Baraita with more words, with more elaboration. And here in the Baraita it said explicitly, Rabbi Akiva went and saw Rabbi Yeshua in anguish. Amarlo, Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, mipnei ma ata metzer, why are you in sorrow? Amarlo, Akiva, ראוי לו שיפול למיטה, י"ב חודש. I would rather be fall, you know, be ill and have to lie in my bed sick for 12 months and not have Rabban Gamliel having this decree upon me. ואל יגזור עליו גזרה זו. And that, so he's speaking in third party. He would rather be sick for 12 months than having that decree upon him and having to violate his own Yom Kippur. He doesn't want to talk specifically about himself because he's mentioning something bad, being sick for 12 months. He wants to, look, this is how bad I feel about violating my Yom Kippur. אמר לי רבי עקיבא, רבי, תרשני לומר לפניך דבר אחד שלימדתני. So it's beautiful how Rabbi Akiva wants to teach you something to someone who he really respects, and he treats him, he refers to, he dresses him like his own Rav. So if he wants to teach him something, he would ask very politely, Rabbi, would you allow me mention something that you taught me in the past? So I'm not Chas V'Shalom teaching you, you're my Rabbi, but there was something you told us. Can I just mention this to you? Amar lo emor. Please speak. אמר לו רבי עקיבא, הרי הוא אומר אתם אותם אותם אותם. So in the pasuk in the parsha in Sefer Vayikra of the Chagim, so three times it says asher tikra'u otam, asher tikra'u otam, asher tikra'u otam. You will determine the moadim. And the word otam is written without a vav. So it could also be pronounced atem, that you will determine, you will determine, you will determine. Why all that repetition? Three times. Atem afilu shogegim, even if you did it by mistake, if you made a wrong calculation or a wrong decision. Atem afilu mezidim, even if you deliberately got the wrong Rosh Chodesh. Atem afilu mutin, even if you were deceived by false witnesses. That would still be the actual Chagim. That will be the Chagim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give his kosher stamp on your Chagim, nevertheless. בלשון הזה אמר לו, so Rabbi Yeshua says to Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Akiva nichamtani, nichamtani. Actually, you consoled me, and thank you so much. So in other words, now I feel okay about doing what I'm doing, and I'll go to Rabban Gamliel in my Yom Kippur, and it's fine. Okay. But in the Mishnah says, according to the Mishnah, he also went to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas. And he says, but the Beit Din is wrong, but Rabban Gamliel is wrong. And the Mishnah said what it said. Now we have again a more in detail version of the same story. Tanu Rabbanan in the Braita. Lama lo nitparshu shmotam shel zkenim elav. So Dosa ben Arkinas says, you cannot question Rabban Gamliel's Beit Din because you're going to have to question every Beit Din from Moshe Rabbeinu's days. And the pasuk that he brought, why were the names of the 70 sages not mentioned in the Torah? Shelo yomar adam, ploni ke Moshe ve'Aaron, ploni ke Nadav ve'Avihu, ploni ke Eldad u'Medad. So some people might disrespect their own rabbanim of their days and say, look, the Torah is talking about the, you know, you want to know what a Beit Din is like? Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a proper Dayan. Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, Eldad u'Medad, these people are worthy to lead the Beit Din. Are these rabbis worthy? They're not like Moshe and Aaron. They're not like these specific individuals. So now the Torah says, so in other words, so now that you know that there is those 70 anonymous people, you can always answer back. You can say, maybe these rabbanim that we have today, they are parallel, equal to some three people, Beit Din of three. Maybe they're equal to some three people of those anonymous people. Who knows? Okay? So that's always can be the answer. But there's even a stronger argument. The Omer, and the Pasuk says, in Sefer Shmuel, by the way, this is from this week's Haftarah, when the people asked Shmuel to appoint a king, to anoint a king, and then he was a bit angry with them, a bit of a criticism. We're not going to discuss this now, but then Shmuel is giving them the whole shmooze. Vayomer Shmuel Elam, Hashem asher asa et Moshe, Hashem who created Moshe, and Aharon, ve'et Aharon. And then the very next pasuk, Vayishlach Hashem et Yerubal ve'et Bedan ve'et Yiftach ve'et Shmuel. So Hashem who sent you Moshe and Aaron, and Hashem who sent you Yerubal and Bedan and Yiftach and Shmuel. And the Gemara explains, the Braita explains, Yerubal is the Gidon, one of the Shoftim, one of the leaders of Am Yisrael. ולמה נקרא שמו ירובל? Why was he named, referred to as ירובל? שעשה מריבה עם הבעל, because he fought against the Baal, which was one of the idols. בדן, who is בדן? בדן is actually referring to שמשון, which was also a שופט, and a leader of Am Yisrael. Why was he called בדן? ולמה נקרא שמו בדן? דעתי מדן, because he comes from שבט דן. יפתח, who is יפתח? So יפתח is יפתח, another one of the שופטים. None of these three was a very gross Talmid Chochem or Tzaddik or pious person. And then, Ve'omer, Moshe ve'Aharon, so Ve'omer, Moshe ve'Aharon b'Kohanav, u'Shmuel b'Korei Shemo. So the Pasuk says, nevertheless, the Pasuk compares, in the same Pasukim, he says, Moshe and Aharon and Shmuel, and Yiftach, Gid'on, and Chimshon, all in the same breath. So, and also there's a pasuk says, Moshe ve'Aaron b'Kohanav, u'Shmuel b'Korei Shemo. So Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel are the three greatest. And then those three people, Yiftach, Gilad, Bedan, ve'Gidon, were not the greatest people in history. And then, Shakal ha'katuv, Shlosha kalei olam, ki shlosha chamurei olam. The pasuk compared three of the, let's say, smaller people with, they compared him to three of the greatest people we ever had. Lomar lecha, to teach us, Yerubal bedoro, Gid'on in his generation, kemoshe bedoro. He was equal to Moshe, like his authority was equal to Moshe in his generation. Bedan bedoro, Bedan was Shimshon, in his generation, ke Aharon bedoro, is just like Aharon. In other words, completely valid leader. Yiftach bedoro, in his generation. Ki Shmuel, just like Shmuel in his generation. Lelamdecha sheafilu kal shebakalin. Even a lowly person, even just a simple person, just another one. Venitmana parnas al hatzibur, if he was appointed to be a leader, a shepherd on the congregation, הרי הוא כאביר שבאבירים. He is to be referred to as a great person and as a valid leader on Am Yisrael. Okay? We're going to stop now because we're not in no rush and we should try and keep it with the 30 minutes. So we're slightly behind, but that's it for tonight.